Welcome to Faith in Action. No, I am not Joanne Fox, who, like Jesus, is in the desert as we speak. This is Don Stevens, board member of Catholic Radio, modern-day parishioner, and member of the planning committee. Today we have Jeff Shoup and our two favorites, Lisa and Ann, as we're going to talk about the upcoming conference for men and women at Modern Day Parish. Jeff, I'll welcome you.
Good morning.
That's all right. Good morning to you back, I guess. Well, Jeff, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the conference?
Sure. Of course, it's Jeff Scoop, not Shoup.
Scoop?
Yep,
like,
Scoop.
Like a, shoveling down the stockyards?
Yep.
Okay, very good.
Yep. I've been with the church for a little over a year at Modern Day Parish, of course, as the parish life director. The parish life director position is newer to our parish and newer to the diocese as a whole. What does a parish life director do? Our goal is to try and help take some of the load off of the priest's plate, and by doing some of the day-to-day administration stuff, I work closely with our operations director, Deacon Dennis, by trying to accomplish that. That way we can give the priests a little bit more time to do what priests do best, and that's minister to people.
You were in business before coming.
I was, yep.
And what did you do?
Well, it's a total career change for me. I was in architectural drafting and mechanical drafting and IT. So do blueprints for about everything, houses, buildings, drew ductwork, and did a lot of IT work, helped set up networks, servers, things like that.
Well, it's a big move.
Yeah.
To the parish is how you got there.
Yeah.
What drove you to, give up the business life and move into the parish?
Well, I had a lot of things happen over the course of a few short years that really, the doors were open. The Lord was opening some doors for me that I had tried to keep pushed shut because I thought I needed to go a different direction, and it got to a point where I couldn't hold the door shut anymore. When I'd hold it shut, he'd open a different one, and there was no way I couldn't go through it. And so when I started going through it and realizing that I felt better about that decision when I was following the Lord's call, that I decided, well, I'm just going to start going through those doors.
And Jeff, your family has a long-time involvement in the Catholic Church. You grew up in Kingsley, and I believe your mom worked at a Catholic parish also.
She did. When she retired from her first job, the last job she was going to retire from and be retired, she decided to start working for All Saints up in Lamar's and worked there for a few more years, and then decided to really retire. But yeah, yep, I am a cradle Catholic, so it's been part of my life for a long time. When I got married, my wife joined the church. I was her sponsor. She went through RCIA and joined the church, and it's been a good move for our family there, raising our kids.
And your daughter, I understand, helps with some of the social media and marketing of the parish, too.
She does. She's my graphic designer. She's my go-to when I need an announcement on Facebook or a neat graphic or picture or something for promo. In fact, she's helping with poster and flyers and stuff, the marketing material for this conference.
Family work project.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for
she
accepting
does that. She
this.
She also runs a college ministry Bible study for girls at our church. It's called St. Rose Bible Study, and it's for girls ages 18 to 26. And they meet every other week on a Sunday night. And most of the kids there, girls there, are from Morningside students, but not all of them. There's a few that are from a couple different schools and stuff. They just get together and just talk about Jesus, talk about different issues and things that they're going through at that age. And so it's been a really neat group. I think she's up to about 12 girls now.
Well, I guess to the point of why we're here today.
Yeah.
We've had men and women's conferences in the diocese, and of course COVID has came and kind of destroyed that possibility for so many people. Now Modern Day Parish is going to be hosting a conference, is that correct?
Yep, we are, and it's going to be a men's and women's conference. We're going to advertise too for high school and college age kids. We like to encourage them to come as well. So I think it'd be a good fit for them.
I think the name Bread of Life Conference really is fitting in the Eucharistic year, following up on the USCCB and everything they're doing.
Yep.
Tell us more about that.
We've been planning this conference for some time, and the core team of people that's helping me put this together, we all came up with, we wanted to have a nice solid theme, and with the diocese following the Eucharistic revival for the next couple of years, we thought doing the Bread of Life conference would be a very fitting, like you said, it'd be very fitting to go along with that. So people have an opportunity to come to this conference and learn more about that.
Well, how did the journey start? I mean, how did Mater Dei end up wanting or willing or being involved in hosting this conference?
We had heard that because of COVID and some other changes in the diocese that there might be an opportunity for somebody to put on a conference because the men's and women's conferences weren't going to be happening. And so that date was available. So as Mater Dei does a good share of the time, we just leap out there and try and do something different, try to do something new, decided to take it on. And so far, so good. It's been going very well. Been getting positive feedback from people about what's going on and how we're doing it.
Why do we think we need this conference? I know we talk about this at the committee meetings. We talk about this at the church. Why do you think people out in this diocese are looking forward to such a conference?
I think it gives people the opportunity to learn more about the Eucharist, what it is, what it's about, what it means to us as in our Catholic faith. People don't know maybe how to ask the question about it. People maybe sit there, and I say this because I was one of them years ago. I'd sit in the pew and I watch everything happen, but did I really understand what was happening? Not to say today that I completely understand it, but I have a much better understanding. But you sit there, and I think there's a lot of people like I was years ago that are sitting there wondering what's happening with that Eucharist up there when Father consecrates it and goes through that process. And this just gives us an opportunity to talk more about that. You know, one of our speakers, his theme is going to be, he's a priest, and so he's going to talk about, I've asked him to talk about what it's like for him when he does that.
And who is that?
That's Father Patrick Bain.
He's an amazing priest.
He is
a priest of all priests. He speaks the truth. He just loves being a priest, and he loves the Eucharist. So what a great choice for that.
Yeah, he was really excited about the opportunity to do this. And, you know, of course, he's coming all the way to Sioux City from Carroll to do this for us. And so we really appreciate that. You know, with as busy schedules the priests have, you know, to give them a bunch of drive time, it's just generous of him to give his time to do that.
Sure.
And is Father Bain coming because he works as the chaplain at Carroll Kemper? Is that why you included the high school and college?
That's part of the reason. You know, some of the other reasons were, you know, we have Morningside University just a few blocks away from us in this area. We have Western Iowa Tech is in that area. We have a lot of college kids there. We just want to give them the opportunity to go to something like this that they may not otherwise be able to go to. Because a lot of these conferences, you have to travel. So we just give them that opportunity. Carroll's always been pretty active with doing that. You know, they had Rekindle. And so, yeah, that gives him an opportunity to come up somewhere a little bit closer.
Yeah, he brings a great background with him. I mean, very involved, totus tuus before, priesthood, very involved in the youth programs. So that's a great speaker. Who's your other speaker?
Sister Anne Marie Walsh.
Oh.
Also from the Carroll area, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I have not heard her talk, but I have heard everybody I've talked to has had great things to say about her, so I'm really excited. When I called her to ask her, I just, you know, it was me asking her to do something, but I just because she said yes is not what made me feel good. I just felt good after I got the phone talking to her. She has such a positivity in her voice that it just was exciting.
Very dynamic.
I believe,
if I'm not mistaken, she has spoken at the women's conference before,
yep.
And the feedback has been tremendous.
Now, I've heard she's talked at the men's conference. It was the year I didn't make it, so...
That's fantastic because she does bring a great message. And I understand you have a third speaker not yet to be announced because we're still working on the details, but this individual should bring a great Eucharistic presence to the conference.
Yeah, really excited about it, but yep, can't be announced quite yet, but it will be in the near future.
So why the conference? Why are you having the conference? I mean, in the hearts of people, what are you feeling in your own heart? And what is the date of the conference?
The date's April 1st, and no, it's not. We really are having the conference there. It's not a trick, but Now, it's April 1st. It's going to be at Church of the Nativity in Sioux City, Iowa. It goes from
7 o'clock, registration, you told me?
Yep, starts at 7 o'clock for registration. You get coffee and rolls and fruit and some other things, just kind of a light breakfast when you're checking in. You can kind of visit. And prayer service, we're going to start that at 7:45. Then about 8:15, that'll go for about a half hour. Then about 8:15 is when we'll have our MC come on and start doing introductions and talking about how the day looks and things like that. And at 8:30 will be our first speaker.
Right.
And Jeff, when you say Church of the Nativity or saying, where is that? That is the church up on the hill as you're at the Southern Hills Mall looking north. Am I correct?
That is correct.
How's the conference being organized as far as that? I mean, what's being taken into consideration for your planning? Because I know logistically when you put on a conference like this, there's a whole lot that goes into making something like this successful.
Our core team is about 7 different people, including myself, that is helping do that. And I have somebody who's very good with logistics helping me procure all the people to help usher and seat you in the church. We have 3 different sign-in tables, so they're helping get people for all that. I have 2 deacons are on that team. Deacon Dennis is on there and Deacon Joe Twidwell is on there. They're also help do a lot of the logistics of that. So it does take a lot of work.
And it's my understanding you've already have volunteers that have requested to be a part of this for different parishes.
Yep.
Because this is a diocese-wide.
Yeah, and, because of the men's conference, which was historically held at All Saints in Lamar's, won't be happening this year at least. They're talking to, Deacon Joe's been talking to them about helping still do the cinnamon rolls and stuff down for ours.
And ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning into Faith in Action, and today we are blessed to have Don Stevens as your host, filling in for Joanne Fox, a board member, and Jeff Scoop talking about the Bread of Life conference that's going to be held on April 1st. And Jeff, you've been talking about food, and my understanding from Don's notes is you've got lunch provided too, so that's why you need people to RSVP by what deadline?
So we're going to, I have to finalize it, but we're going to have Sneakies. Dave Ferris is bringing up Sneakies for lunch. So I'll have a nice chicken dinner or chicken lunch with a couple salads. We've got to finalize the cutoff date, but we're looking at the week of the March 27th.
Yeah, I think that's what you had dropped a note this morning before we got on air, that you thought March 27th would be the drop-off date for that as far as getting in at the reduced price, which we'll talk about hopefully before we get on. And we need to thank Dave Ferris and Sneakies, one of the sponsors of Catholic Radio, a great person in the community, and thank him for providing the lunch for the conference. I guess, who should attend the conference?
Anybody.
Anybody.
Anybody can come.
Youth can come as well?
They could. If you get too young, my caution would be it might be kind of a long morning to sit, but that's kind of why I'd advertised high school and college age. But really, anybody, if you think your child can sit there and listen and would benefit, bring them. If you show up and you're there, the Lord put you there for a reason. He put you there. He's gonna feed you with words that you need to hear that day.
So it doesn't matter whether I'm a cradle Catholic, I'm a convert, I'm an RCA, I've fallen away from the church, or maybe the conference and wanting to grow closer to Christ, it's open to all individuals. Will you be providing childcare if I have younger children, or do I need to arrange my own?
You'll need to arrange your own child care for that day.
How about the prices? I think when we were talking, and correct me if I'm wrong, and you just jump right in here, I think if a married couple want to attend, it's a lower rate than single?
It is.
You would have a youth rate?
We have a youth rate, yep.
And that's gold towards high school and college?
Yep.
Great.
Yep. We wanted to keep that, basically just to kind of cover some food costs, essentially is what that is. College kids, they're spending enough with school, and we want to make sure that they can still come and hear some positive speakers and get something from that. And
I guess as the organizer of this mass production, or I guess when you take on something this size, especially after the first 2 successful diocese conferences, there's a lot of stress putting on this thing. Your life coming into the faith and being very strong in your faith, what do you think this Eucharistic conference can do for you personally?
Well, I would say a couple things, because I've been praying on the conference for quite a while, and praying for the success, praying on if I should be doing it at all. Just that has made me lean on the Lord just a little bit more, because this is a big project. I can't pull it off by myself. My core team, we still need the help of the Lord to help get us through this. So just that part alone has brought me to prayer more often, just to pray on this whole thing. And, you know, as I hope I get a chance that day to sit and listen to a little bit of the speakers, because I'm hoping to glean something from them that I haven't heard before, or a depth of knowledge that I really, really want to hear. So,
Jeff and Don, at Mater Dei, you have put on several incredible smaller conferences before, for couples, for in June doing Eucharistic events and car shows and the like. What makes this event different than your other events?
Well, I think one of the things is that, you know, when we brought in the speakers, it's pretty well-known speakers that drew by name. They were right there to bring that in. I think the logistical information we learned of doing those, certainly as I see it, will help do nothing but make this a success. I think, Jeff, when we were talking, and you jump in here when you to help this out, because as you were going, I think you said that the past things we've done has been very successful, will lead to even more success in this, because the people of the parish have, I guess, basically put their arms around it. They all want to make it this thing happen to be very successful.
Yeah, true. And I think coming out of, you know, still say coming out of the COVID years, people want to get out. People want something like this to go to. They want something positive to go to that they could bring the kids to if they wanted to, and just hear a positive message. So it'd be good. I think it's just good timing.
I think the timing is right, because people are craving for the Word of God, you know,
yeah,
as a group, for fellowship. A group are together like that. So many graces come from such a group as they are. I think one of the big things, we have to thank Father Brad.
Yeah.
Because Father Brad is, and Father Mark, are busy enough with both parishes and doing the diocese duty. How did he relay it to you that he's accepted this, you know, role on behalf of Mater Dei, and would you lead it up? I mean, now thank the good Lord for Father Brad.
Amen to that. You know, when it first got brought up, it was brought up without Father Mark in the room, not on purpose, but we were just got talking about it, and the idea got brought up, and Father Brad was on board immediately. He was like, let's do it. We need it. Let's do it. Then when we talked to Father Mark about it too, he was the same way. He was like, absolutely, the timing's right. They're very supportive of it. We're trying to make it so they don't have to be as involved with all the day-to-day stuff on this conference. So, but we have their blessings on it, and I think that's good.
Yeah. What about people that have doubts? Should I attend? I mean, you know, I'm busy enough in life. Why should I attend this?
I think if you're already questioning yourself, the answer would be you absolutely should be there.
Okay.
Because if that thought's already crossed your mind, that should I be there, I think the answer is yes. Because the Lord's already stirring something up in your mind about questioning it. Go and sit and listen. I would say, I would even further it to, you don't have to be Catholic to come if you want to learn about this. If you've always questioned this, or you've heard, you have Catholic friends, you're not Catholic, but you have Catholic friends that are always talking about going to church and, you know, and the Eucharist being the source and summit of your faith. And you're like, I don't get it. It's, we don't say that at our church, you know? And so come and learn about it. Come and learn about what your friends are talking about. It won't hurt you. It's just going to give you some knowledge and give you a chance to learn more about it.
When do you think you'll be able to get information on the webpage or get things out to people? I know this interview is going to start the process that people are made aware of it.
Yeah.
And so
I think very soon the team, we need to decide if we want to wait a little bit, just a little bit longer before
the speakers decided and commits.
Yep. Otherwise, you know, everything else is really ready to go.
What would be a web page or something that people could go to?
Well, we'll have online registration. That's what we would encourage that you do. You can pay for your registration right online, which is how everybody usually does it anymore anyway.
Right.
At Mater Dei?
Yep. It'll be on Mater Dei's website.
And what is that you would want people to look to?
It'd be www.materdeisc.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look for the Bread of Life Conference tab. And we'll get it without having to go through a bunch of menus. We'll just try and get it on the very front page of that. So
if I go to that website and I could go down to a link that would absolutely hook me into registration?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We try to make it very easy.
And ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Faith in Action here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, brought to you by Mary's Choice, one of our great friends and partners who help so many families be able to respond and say yes like Mary did. And today, saying yes like Mary, filling in for Joanne Fox, is the wonderful Don Stevens, a modern-day parishioner, board member of Siouxland Catholic Radio, and a very special young man in my heart. Yes, I am biased as a cousin. Jeff Scoop from Modern Day Parish, who is in charge of the Bread of Life Conference coming up April 1st at Modern Day Parish. Jeff, open to men and women, high schoolers, college students,
yep,
anyone who has questions. And Don, you've been talking about, and Jeff too, about learning more about the Eucharist. The Garrigan Knights of Columbus, as well as their supporting councils, helped make the Eucharistic Miracle banners possible. And thanks to you and Jeff, we are going to have them there. Why did you all make an investment in the Eucharistic Miracles banners? And what do you hope people will take away from that when they're at this Eucharistic conference on April 1st at Mater Dei?
Well, I think the Knights of Columbus do so much more than people think they do. You know, they say Knights of Columbus, Tootsie Roll Drive, oh, pancake breakfast. But they do so much more. They're involved across the world in various faith-sharing events and drawing people closer to the good Lord. And the project of which the Knights will be coming on air at Catholic Radio to discuss it themselves. And I think the big thing is with those banners is to get the Eucharistic miracles out into the public where they can be at events like this and bring the information to the forefront. People asking questions. The more questions they ask about the Eucharist, the more knowledge they get, the more excited they get. And the Knights of Columbus, with their Eucharistic banners, sending them to the schools at the learning age of where it hits most, I think have taken on a tremendous role in helping develop our faith, especially with the young people, and reinforcing our faith that these Eucharistic miracles did happen. They are events of the world that have come before us, and we need to thank the good Lord that we have them. And we thank the good Lord for the Knights of Columbus, who are so strong in our community, who support Catholic Radio, and we appreciate them so much here.
And you've had the Eucharistic Miracle banners at Modern Day Parish before, yeah. So it's really exciting for you to bring different conferences you've had, the banners, and all of it together for this Bread of Life conference on April 1st.
And I think, again, as you just said earlier, we need to thank Mary's Choice. Mary's Choice is a sponsor for Catholic Radio. You know, they survive on donations. And they do tithing. They tithe back to us for helping us with our program. This month is the March for Life has taken place in all of the United States and the world. Mary's Choice is representing our march here in protecting the unborn. Saturday there was a rosary and a prayer vigil at Planned Parenthood next to Mary's Choice. And we're especially thrilled to have Mary's Choice a part of this because Mary's Choice is within our parish boundaries. And our people have the opportunity to go down there and pray. So we need to thank Mary's Choice, not only for what they do, for the women looking for those things that they need during a terrible time in their life where they've been, they have looking for help, but we need to thank them for being our sponsors. So thank you, Mary's Choice.
Thank you very much. Don, you and Mary have grown up over the years in the Catholic Church. What are you wanting to take away? Why are you involved in this conference?
You know, as you say, we have grown up in the Catholic Church. We're older, so our growth has been different than the younger people. We had religious nuns. Mary's from Willie, Iowa. Her uncle's a priest, had an uncle that was a brother, several aunts that are religious sisters. In fact, one of the religious sisters is 100 years old and is on her deathbed. And she's in La Crosse, Wisconsin. So, you know, our lives have crossed. My mother worked at the diocese office. Priests are always came to our house when we were growing up. And we had all of the priests come and talk about the faith, Eucharist. You know, how many of us go to church every day? How many of us receive? And how many of us walk out? And how many of us say nothing? We don't believe. Do we believe it's the real presence? You know, I think today in the world, that's one of the biggest problems in the Catholic Church. People do their daily or their weekly duty to go to church. They receive and they walk out, never understanding the true presence in the Eucharist. God comes to us. I think, Jeff, one of the things you're working on in the conference is a video that may take place before we go into Eucharistic adoration.
Yep.
A video, and Father Boehm is really involved in this, A Veil Removed. A Veil Removed is a special video where a priest is sacrificed, having the sacrifice of the Mass, and you see what takes place at the sacrifice of the Mass. As we cannot see the actual thing that will take place, we know that the body and blood of Christ does come down. But behind that are angels and saints all participating in that Mass every day, and the graces and the blessings we receive from going to that. So the Eucharist has been very special to me. I go back to a story, how special can the Eucharist be? In Vietnam, where we were in the war, and every day, you know, you wake up and saying, "Dear God, today's the day I die. Please accept my soul if I should die and get me into heaven." And when a priest would come, rarely, to have a Mass, it was one of the most special things that I could do, because I actually received the body and the blood of Christ, which helped prepare me for, God forbid, I should die that day. So the Eucharist has always been special to us. As a little boy living two blocks from St. Francis Church, I served Mass every day. So I would drop up there, serve the Mass for the Franciscans or then the diocesan priests. So when Jeff asked me if I would be a part of this committee to help with the Eucharistic conference, I was delighted. It's being a Catholic is more than going to church. You have to live your faith, and the Eucharist helps you live that faith.
Jeff, who are some of the other incredible people that are volunteering for this Bread of Life conference on April 1st at Mater Dei, in addition to Don and Mary Stevens?
Oh, we have Deacon Dennis Brockhouse is on that team. Deacon Joe Twidwell is on the team. We have
Todd
Rohrig is on the team.
Right.
And then Fred Schellenberger and Kara.
What we're using them for as resources. Obviously, they assisted with the diocese in planning the program. So when we have questions, Jeff has asked them if they would be so kind to, you know, to guide us along some things. We have questions, where do you get that? How long does it take? What do we need? And logistically, are we forgetting something? They've been most gracious in providing information, not stealing anything from the diocese where they used to work. They certainly are not participating in anything that way, nor are they being paid to be on the committee. But what they're doing is just, you know, as a request.
Providing that technical.
You might want to look at doing this. So that's been great. We've had other people want to be a part of this. Every time, I know you've asked for a volunteer, or you said, "Hey, Don, you might want to go check with Val Ludwig or Betty Still." They, you know, both volunteers are coming. They all want to be a part of this, making it happen. And I guess that would bring me back to a question. If someone wants to be involved or help, how would you recommend they do that?
They can get a hold of the office or contact me directly and just tell me how they're interested in helping, or maybe what they're able to do to help, and we can get them scheduled and lined up, because we're always looking for help. We don't quite have all the positions filled yet, so.
And that phone number, Jeff, at Mater Dei Parish for people to call you?
Well, they could just call the main office number, or they could email me as well, which is just jeff.scoop@materdeisc.org, and my last name's Schoep.
I think it would have 276-4821.
Correct.
Area code 712-276-4821.
Jeff, you talked about Deacon Twidwell. So this is not a conference specifically for Diocese of Sioux City. I can be, since we're here in the Siouxland area, the Catholic Diocese of Sioux Falls, Archdiocese of Omaha. You could be a student going to any of our post-secondary schools and
Correct.
Come.
Yep, absolutely. Deacon Joe's involved in a lot of stuff, and I've worked with him and went with him to jail ministry and things like that. He was a natural fit to have on this conference. He loves to be involved in this kind of stuff, and I think it helps bridges that, you know, we have people from the dunes. We're so close geographically with that. The team even talked about sending information up to Sioux Falls, to the churches up in Sioux Falls. Anymore that's not that far away, you know, to come down for the day, you know. A lot of people go up to Sioux Falls for events, invite them down, and same with Omaha.
You know, and I think with Father Pat Boehm being involved, Mary's been in touch with some of the people in Carroll. They are very excited about the conference as well, and there's some talk about them bringing a bus up. So I think as we're going on and more people hear about it, I think the awaiting of a conference for 2 years has made people really open to the idea of, you know, this is kind of like a mini one-day retreat.
Yeah.
won't have to go to Broomtree or Nebraska or down to Creighton or something like that. All of those, of course, long-term retreats are very special. But this could be a one-day retreat.
Yep.
That you could make it a part of your life that I think a lot of people, from what I'm hearing, the feedback is what they're looking for.
Yeah, and the conference is scheduled to get over around 2 o'clock, and Nativity Church has a 4 o'clock Mass. So you could get a short break in there and then hit Mass that night. Just make it a really nice day, you know, especially if you're traveling. Stay a little longer, go to Mass, and then head back home and just have a really nice day.
How many people can the parish hold, the school? I mean, not the church.
The church, over 900.
Okay. And yeah. As I understand, in planning this, you've recommended that people will go to registration, and the registration is going to be where?
Online.
Yes, and if they came that day after they've registered, yep. Where do they go to check in?
Yep, they go over to the Nativity Parish Center, which is just across the parking lot from the church. And just a short walk over there, they can go there and check in, get their name tag, again, get cinnamon rolls, some coffee, have a little time to visit. If you're unable to do it online or your schedule, you didn't think you'd make it and it's last minute, we do walk-ins. Come to the same place, go to the walk-in table. We can get you can pay with debit card or a credit card or cash. You can pay there and get signed up and go.
Instead of having fish fries, this will be the home of the Bread of Life Conference because so many people come to that same building for your incredible fish fries.
That's right. And because the setup for the fish fries, it runs so smoothly, expect the same layout, really. Great. You'll come in the doors, go down the hall, and that's where the tables will be to get signed in. The rolls will be in the first room. In our gym, there'll be all the tables to go sit down and relax and eat. Same for lunch. And we'll have some vendor tables sitting around. In fact, one of them, we're asked Mary's Choice to have a table up there.
I understand the Sarah Club.
Yep.
For vocations will be there.
Yep.
I think you reminded me the Knights of Columbus will have a booth and the banners in
the
church.
They will. They'll be in the back of Nativity along with, of course, with the radio station here, 88.1. We'll have a table in the back of church as well.
And there's other vendors? Were there other vendors, I think, on... thinking about coming in? We just haven't confirmed them yet. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, we haven't confirmed it. The Carmelite Guild, the one that we talked about.
And they would probably be in the parish center?
Yep, they'd be in the parish center.
And I suppose there'll be a few in the back of the church, and then the others would be in the parish center for registration, where that would be, so that people can visit with them during their rolls and after their check-in.
Yep, and be there probably at lunch too. So when they come back over on lunch break, they can go and talk to the people at these tables and maybe talk to them about, if you don't know what Mary's Choice does or what they're about, that's a great opportunity to stop by and talk to the people from Mary's Choice.
I guess in closing, what has been the feedback on a combined men and women's retreat as opposed to, men only, women only?
Yeah, I have gotten a lot of positive feedback on having men and women together. I think there's a lot of merit in having separate conferences, and I think they've worked very well for the diocese in the past. We have an opportunity to join that, and we're going to do it. When this has been talked about, I've gotten a lot of people say, I'm really glad I get to go with my wife, or the gals will come up and say, this is going to be nice. I get to take my husband, and we get to sit together. We get to hear the same message, spend the day together. So I think there's a lot of excitement about that.
And what a wonderful way for this time when couples are having so many different challenges to be able to come together, to learn more about the Eucharist, to grow in our love in the faith, and to be able to take that unity and to be able to go out and share God's good news. It's Saturday, April 1st, the Bread of Life Conference at Mater Dei Parish. And I can go online to materdeisc.org. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Yep, that's correct. And then it'll be on the front page. You can scroll down on the front page there a little bit and hit a link that'll say Bread of Life Conference. Hit the link, take you right to the registration page.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep, and you'll probably see it on Facebook as well.
Good. So. And I know Catholic Radio, KFHC, God bless KFHC, they'll be running promos on behalf of this conference to keep people aware of what's happening. And the vendors being there, Catholic Radio will be there. Will there be any streaming of this event of maybe a speaker or something that at a later time people can say, hey, I missed it because of health, travel, whatever the case may be. I would love to take a look at it.
Yeah, we are going to record it, and then we'll post it later. so you'd be able to go back and review it or listen to that speaker again
I think when we talked about this earlier with the group, I think one of the things that you mentioned that was most, I guess, breathtaking was the Eucharistic conference with adoration. And I guess the way you explained it to me just kind of was a chill in my body after the video and during the video. The lights in the church will be dimmed down. The sanctuary lights will be lit. Incense will be going on. Prayers will take place. And the quiet time of speaking to the Lord during the Eucharistic adoration is just, would be breathtaking. And I think of the other thing you said, and help me out here, you have gone to our retired priest, and they are helping with?
Yeah, I am. I'm lining up some retired priests to do confessions that day as well. So from 8 to noon, both confessionals will have priests in there to get your confessions taken care of. You can go at any time during the morning there. And we'll also be having a praise and worship band play throughout the morning during breaks, maybe at the beginning while people are settling in before morning prayer. You'll have a little music during some breaks, towards the end of lunch break when you're kind of getting settled back in. And then we talked about actually having them play some soft music during adoration as well. I know some people, if they have a little bit of, I don't want to say white noise, but a little bit of something going on. Some, you know, if you're not a usual practitioner to adoration, it can be hard to sit there for a long period of time.
Jeff, a last question before we wrap things up. Tell people again the title of the conference, date, and how they can register.
Sure. Again, it's the Bread of Life Conference. It's going to be at Mater Dei Parish, Church of the Nativity. You can register online at materdeisc.org. Scroll down and hit the link to the online registration.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is Faith in Action with Don Stevens and Jeff Scoop. And Jeff, we've forgotten to ask you, what is the cost? Am I correct? You said earlier a discount for husbands and wives if you come together?
The breakdown will be for one person, it's $40 if you register before March 27th. It's $50 if you register after. For couples, it's $60 if you register by March 27th. Otherwise, it's $70. And for high school and college students, it's $10. And there's no deadline of that. It's just $10.
And that just helps to offset the donation to the speakers, the lunch, etc. It is not really an opportunity for a fundraiser.
Correct.
It is a way to really bring all of us closer to Christ.
Yeah, when we talked about the cost, we tried to keep it to where it was going to cover what we needed. This isn't really a fundraising opportunity. This is more of just trying to get the word out and trying to get people to have something to come to and enjoy themselves.
And what I love is it's comparable. If I've gone to the men's conference and gone to the women's conference, I've paid about the same price. So really, Paul and I coming, it's going to cost us less and we're going to grow together.
I think we have gotten to the point where this is really going to be something special.
Yeah.
I think the diocese, I know the bishop's supporting this. I look forward to this. I think we call out to our retired priest and thank them. You know, we sometimes neglect our retired priest. But we need to thank them. They came to your aid right away.
Yep.
They're willing to participate in any way they could, hearing the confessions. So a day of registration, April 1st, we're going to be able to register, have a little refreshments in the morning, a little fellowship, go over to church, hear some wonderful speakers, have a great lunch by Sneakies, and then move into our powerful adoration. Open to men and women of the whole diocese. We're going to.
Yep.
I think it's a wonderful idea what you've accepted to do as the chairman. Thank you, Father Brad, for what he's accepted to on behalf of the Mater Dei Parish. And everything that I have read and everything, the feedback from the people that have talked to me, they're really excited to be a part of it. So if you want to be a part of this, contact Jeff, Mater Dei Parish, volunteer. Throughout the city, we've had people, I can call out, Greg and Connie Funk. When I talk to them, they're both excited about being the part of it. God for willing that they're healthy enough to be there that day. They want to be a part of at least participating in this. Thank you. Again, thank you to Catholic Radio.
Yeah,
Faith in Action. This program is going to be airing March 13th, 9 o'clock Monday morning, and on the 18th, Saturday at 7 p.m. Thank you to everybody, and God bless Joanne Fox for everything she does when she does this program, because it's a tough job filling in for Joanne.
And ladies and gentlemen, in Joanne's words, a faithful response can be good, but faith in action, like Jeff Scoop and Don Stevens, is so much better. Thanks for listening.